Think kids and their phones are the problem in schools? Think again. The real issue is parents. I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, across the country and the world, schools are responding to both the mental health crisis and the plummeting academic performance by banning phones during school hours. Schools in all 50 states and even 35 countries have implemented some sort of phone ban. And the reason? Well, a new study found that the average teen with a smartphone spends a quarter of their day texting, streaming, and scrolling during school. That's 1/4 of the school day gone. Well, at Brave Parenting, we talk a lot about what technology displaces. And it doesn't take a scientific study to know that when kids are glued to their screens in school, they're not learning. They are also missing out on face-to-face, authentic relationships in the one place that should make those relationships natural. Well, to get students back into learning, many schools are implementing full phone bans using Yonder pouches. Now, these are a kind of a phone prison, if you will, for the school day. Students keep their phones with them, but they are locked away in these pouches using magnetic technology. Now, who do you think is most outraged by this? You might think it's the students, but it's not. It's the parents. And in a New York Magazine article last week, it asked the question, do Yonder pouches actually work? Well, it turns out that many students have already figured out how to get around them. Some are literally breaking them open, while others are stuffing either calculators or snack bars inside the pouches to fool the teachers who are policing the school's entrance. But here's the worst part. One mom in the article, Sarah, openly admitted that she and her anxious middle school daughter have a little scam where they lock an old phone into the pouch and keep the real one accessible. It's like, excuse me? What in the world? A parent's teaching their child to lie and cheat? Why? Because she wants 24/7 access to her daughter. Now, even if you aren't the kind of parenting who's coaching your kid to scam the system, you probably feel the cultural pressure to stay connected to your kids all the time. If every parent around you is hovering and micromanaging and constantly tracking their child, it kind of feels irresponsible to not do the same, right? But here's the problem. It's ruining our kids. Middle schoolers and high schoolers are being treated like toddlers, as if they are incapable of making decisions, solving problems, or handling life without mom and dad stepping in. Well, experts are starting to sound the alarm. If kids do not learn to manage life's challenges without constant parental intervention, they're not going to succeed as adults. And here's the hard truth. Even the best school phone ban is going to fail if parents do not get on board. So the question is, how do we get parents to stop acting as they own their children and actually start parenting as stewards? Because here's what's happening. Modern technology, it just allows parents to plan, prepare, and control so much of their child's life that it feels like ownership. And naturally, when you own something, you're going to protect it at all costs. Hence the constant communication, tracking, rescuing, and micromanaging. But biblically, we are not owners of our children. We are stewards. Psalm 139 reminds us, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days were ordained for me, were written in your book before one of them came to be." See, God created our children. He ordained their days. He is ultimately in control, not us. Our job as parents is not to eliminate every obstacle and micromanage their every move. Ephesians 6:4 warns and directs how we are to parent. Do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Parents, constant access is exasperating our children. It is not making them wiser. It's not making them stronger. And is not discipling them to faith in Jesus Christ. It's weakening them. So we must be brave enough to admit we are part of the problem with phones. So if we want more resilient kids who are able to learn, we have to stop micromanaging, tracking, and rescuing. We have to let them grow, let them fail, and let them become who God made them to be. And Christian parents, we should be leading the way in stewarding our children well, raising them in wisdom and in faith instead of fear and control. Because one day, we will all stand before Christ and give an account for how we stewarded these children. Okay, friends, that is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend. Until next week, go and be brave.